Amen. Is going to carry you. Our theme for the week, whilst I was praying, he said, looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. In the midst of the affliction, looking unto Jesus. Now, this morning, quickly, I want to share a word of God with you. I've entitled the affliction of the righteous. The affliction of the righteous. In Psalm 34 verse 19, the Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Listen to me again. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. What is the meaning of affliction? Afflictions means bad or evil things. Bad or evil things. Now, other translations of the Bible also describes affliction as many troubles, many hardship, and perplexing circumstances, adversities, evil and ills. The Bible says that. So we can say that many are the troubles, many are the hardship, many are the adversities, many are the evil that comes upon the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Now, this scripture contains a potentially disheartening statement that the righteous will suffer many afflictions. And this morning, you are the one that God is speaking about. You will suffer many things. Many troubles will come into your life. You will go through so many things. So this scripture contains a potentially disheartening statement that the righteous will suffer many afflictions. It also holds the reassuring promise that the Lord, Halemakatapa, will deliver the righteous from all these troubles, from all these difficulties, from all this affliction, from all this shame. Halemakatapa. Now, I want you to listen to me carefully. Now, by the time this portion of the Psalms was written, David was hiding in a cave. By the time David wrote these Psalms, David was hiding in a cave. By then, David was hiding in the cave of Adullam. David was hiding in the cave of Adullam. Now, though David was in exile, he knew that the Lord would save him and protect him from harm. What was David's crime? As long as David was a shepherd, as long as David was a shepherd, David never encountered any of the troubles, any of the problems, any of the pains, any of the afflictions, any of the things that we hear or read that David went through. Until one day, Obibeka said, David was sitting here somewhere, and the Lord said, I want to choose a king for myself. And David was chosen. And from the day the anointing touched David, came to the palace to sing for Saul, David killing his Goliath, The lady singing, David has killed his 10,000, Saul has killed his thousands. That was the beginning of all the afflictions in the life of David. Somebody will say, Lord, you would have allowed him to be himself. I've heard people say, when I was in the world, I wasn't going through some of the things I'm going through now. When you become the righteous one, the devil will come after you. The devil will never let you just leave. So the Bible says that. It said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. And as at the time David was writing these psalms, David was hiding in the cave of Adullam. David left Israel because King Saul was after his life. David ran to Gath, and Gath belonged to the Philistines. And you know, David had killed a lot of the Philistines, including their main champion, Goliath. But in moment of trouble, he ran there. And now the men of Gath, including the king, wanted to kill David. And the Bible says that the only way of escape was that David had to behave like a madman. So David behaved like a madman, spitting in his beer. And David started scratching on doors. And the king said, and the king of Gath said, I don't want to have anything to do with a madman. Take this madman out of my sight. And this is how David was able to escape from Gath. When David escaped from Gath, David ran to the cave of Adullam. He had no place to go. He had no place to hide. Somebody is asking this morning, I have been praying. Pastor, I have been fasting. Pastor, I don't know what is happening to me. My life has been, I've been moving from one problem to another. How would you explain that man who believed God and said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that he who watches over Israel, he neither slumber nor sleep. But this man ended up dying. How would you explain that? How would you explain a young man who dreamt that he would be great? His own brothers turned against him. They sold him into slavery. Everything was getting better. He was lied upon, went into prison. In the prison, the people he helped, they forgot about him. How would you explain? How would you explain? And the Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. He didn't say that many are the affliction of the righteous. Many are the afflictions. Sometimes you are dealing with one problem. You are not yet done. Then another one will pop up. You are dealing with something. You are not yet through. Then another one will pop up. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And whilst David was writing this encouraging scripture, David was hiding in the cave of Adullam. Oh, and there is something so beautiful. And look at how he started Psalm 34. He said, verse 1, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Speak about a God who seems to be persecuting you? This God that sent a prophet to pour oil on your head. And now you are living in a cave and you are still saying that I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. What are you saying? You are living in a cave of Adullam. And look at the kind of people who were living in the cave of Adullam. In 1 Samuel chapter 22 verse 1 and 2. He said, David therefore departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. So when his brother, his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And everyone who was in distress. Look at the people in the cave of Adullam. Everyone who was in distress. Everyone who was in death. Everyone who was discontented gathered to him. Look at the people. Omua Edeka, people who are living in death. People who are tired of life, depressed, distressed. People who are so discontented in life. They were the people living in the cave of Adullam. So we will say that non-entities. And the Bible says that so he came. So he became captain over them. And there were about 400 men with him. David, you are anointed to be king of Israel. What are you doing in the cave? You are now a king over thieves. A king over people who are owing. A king over people who are living in debt and can't pay their debt. A king over people who don't know what life has for them. You are king over people who are tired of life. And in the midst of that, one day David sat down and he said, indeed, many are the afflictions of the righteous. It's so disheartening when you hear that. But he didn't, and then he continued and said, but God would deliver him out of them all. You know, there comes a point where you don't get anybody to encourage you. And this is where I'm going. And you need to encourage yourself in the Lord. The Bible said that one day when his own men turned against him, David, he said, but David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. If you are David, what will you do? Your own king is against you. Everybody is against you. You are now living in a cave. Now, the first thing David did in those difficult moments is that David lifted up his eyes to his God. He lifted up his eyes. That is why he was able to say in the same Psalm 34 verse 1 that I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Can you praise God in the pain? Can you praise God when everyone seems to have turned against you? Can you praise God when nothing is working? Can you praise God when you pray and you are in the silence of God? Can you still pray? So it means that afflictions or difficult moments in the life of a believer is not a sign that he or she is a sinner. Sometimes God uses difficult moments to teach us great lessons. Jesus himself had so many persecutions and afflictions in his life. So somebody is going through difficult moment, and somebody said, what have you done that you are going through this? Job was righteous. But look at what he went through. What Job went through is like meeting Bill Gates in a street, dressed in rags. And Bill Gates begins to account for his loss. I've lost my children. I've lost my business. I was the richest man in the East. I've lost it all. Look at me. Boils, blood oozing from my body. I don't know if I will live to see tomorrow. Did Job sin? No. And somebody is going through certain things, and the person is asking a lot of questions. Why am I going through this? Lord, why? What have I done? Sometimes we go through the most difficult moment, and those are the most difficult moments that God shapes our character. Sometimes the best characters are developed in the most deplorable classroom. That is where God teaches us lessons, so that when you come out, you are refined. So I am, every day in this week, I'm going to give you one solution. What you will do when you find yourself in the midst of the affliction. And this morning, I'm just introducing one. In the midst of the pain and affliction, lift up your eyes unto Jesus. The Bible says in Hebrews 12 verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat at the right hand of the throne of God. He despised the shame. Going to the cross was shameful. It was thieves. It was bad people who used to go to the cross. And they said, we will take him to the cross. Let's disgrace him. He said, he despised the shame. In the midst of the pain, in the difficult moment, some of us, we get offended at God in those moments. Some of us leave God in those moments. In those moments, what you must do is that you must lift up your eyes. You must lift up your eyes. You must lift up your eyes. The Bible didn't say affliction. He said afflictions. Sometimes that trouble, the troubles are so many. Are so many. You don't know where to turn. You don't know even who to turn to. And now in those moments, you have to lift up your eyes. The Bible says that Israel, at a point when they disobeyed God, and then snakes came into their dwelling. The Bible says that, and when they cry out, the Lord told Moses, make a brazen snake and place him, so that anyone that is bitten, let them lift up their eyes and look at the brazen snake. Is that where salvation will come from? God was just teaching them a lesson that as long as you lift up your eyes unto me, irrespective of the problems in which you find yourself, I will bring you out. Any times you don't know what to do, you see, do not be ashamed of your tears, but in the midst of the tears, in the midst of the pain, lift up your eyes and look up unto Jesus. Hannah, what will you say? You were in the marriage before Peninnah came, but Peninnah has given birth. Every day you are going to Shiloh to pray. The Lord said, I should tell you, one day is going to be your day. One day he will meet you at Shiloh. Because the seed you are carrying is not an ordinary seed. Do you know that sometimes we go through certain things not because you have done anything evil? Some of us, the battle that we are fighting and going through today has nothing to do with your personality. It has to do with what you are carrying. Sarah, what will you say? You are in the marriage, but on the day that Abraham slept with Hagar, Ishmael has come. What will you say? What will the people say? What are they going to say about me? Rahel, you are the one that Jacob loves. But why is it that the children are not coming? And Leah is the one giving birth to children. Samson, your strength, you might have lost it. But the Bible says that his hair, Halima Katapa, began to grow again. The hair began to grow again. And this morning, I'm going to pray for somebody. Wherever you are, I want you to, with one accord, I'm going to declare over your life, then we end this meeting. You can cry. But that is not the most important thing. The most important thing is that we lift our eyes and look up to him. In the cave of Adullam, David lifted up his eyes and still looked up to the Lord. Because from him will deliverance come from. And this morning I want to declare over your life. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, anyone going through any form of pain, anyone going through any affliction, anyone going through any disappointment, anyone going through difficult moment that he or she cannot comprehend, Father, come through. This morning, by the authority in the blood of Jesus, I come against disease. I come against sicknesses. I come against delay. I come against pain. I come against disappointment. I come against every demonic pattern repeating itself in the life of any of your children, God. Your word says that many are the affliction of the righteous. But you, Lord God, you deliver us from it all. Anyone believing you for anything at this moment, Lord, let your power, let your mercy locate us this morning. Grant men strength to go through these times. The Bible says that in Isaiah 43, you said, when we go through the fire, we walk through the fire, you'll be with us. Father, anyone who is going through his or her season of fire that seems not to be able to be extinguished, Father, let your strength come. Let your power come. Let your grace come. Deliver us and help us. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord guide you.